what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Brown bag.
200 episodes.
Yes.
200 episodes. Is my headphones on? Oh.
Yeah. Jose's. They're on your head.
No, I know they're on my head. Maybe my ears aren't popping.
Put up the volume on the headphone. No?
Be careful, okay. Though. Be careful.
He doesn't know.
Never mind. Okay, I think we're...
Me no speak it.
Me no speak English.
Not on our 200th episode, bro.
God, Jose, get it together, please, dude. Nice little decorations by our very lovely Sandy.
Let's go, Sandy.
And another thing. Drum roll, let the drum roll, Vic.
Okay, we have an announcement to make this episode, but before we announce, we just had to talk shit to Vic real quick.
Yes.
Before you forget.
So just...
okay, wait. Can I at least start
No, you can't.
Context is important. So I saw a stupid tweet that I didn't like.
Yep.
That said, all Mexicans do is take up all the parking and send all money back to Mexico.
Everybody's jobs.
Yeah.
Get paid under the table.
Under the table and send the money back to Mexico.
And then for some reason, right before we go on, Vic is like,
I never sent shit back to Mexico.
He's a terrible person.
And I thought,
that's pretty shitty, Vic.
I thought it was like...
Like, am I right, guys?
You're wrong about your stereotype.
You're absolutely wrong. I send stuff all the time.
You've never had to go to Vallarta and try to figure out the account password of someone back home?
That is the worst.
I haven't.
But also a lot of Vic's family actually migrated. Like, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of them, like, they're obviously like first generation Latino. They're probably born there but came here very early on. I actually just sent a box.
That still doesn't make sense.
I don't really have family like that.
There's no family in Mexico for him to send anything.
Okay, but you just call him first generation. That would mean he does.
No. I'm saying his family. No.
He's probably like third, fourth generation.
No, I'm first.
Okay, so he has no excuse, dog.
No, but my family's
first
all here.
First generation means you're the one that's like first here. You were born here.
Wait, you're the first. Yes. Your parents are...
My parents were both born in Mexico.
Oh.
But they all
them motherfuckers know English, though.
And my grandparents...
My mom knows English. My dad knows English.
My grandparents aren't in Mexico. Well, I mean, one of them. One of them's passed away. I guess I could have sent money to my grandpa, but I was too young.
You ain't never, before he passed away. You ain't never, like, your parent was going to Mexico, so you give them, like, clothes and shoes... That you don't need to, and then
Okay, all right.
But I think you mean like now as an adult. I think that's kind of what you're.
I don't have anybody send it to. I mean, I could find somebody. Yeah, but
comment section. Someone that he could send money to in Mexico.
Yeah. I don't know. My mom says somebody in Mexico stole her inheritance, so I don't know. Maybe we got beef.
Maybe we got beef over there. I just sent the box.
Yeah,
with my mom. I choose out the clothes I don't want, and I'm like, is there anybody my size in Mexico? You know, motherfuckers. You know, and then she's like, well, they'll figure it out or sell it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And the other day, I gave her a Supreme hoodie.
Ooh. Nice.
That didn't fit me. And I just seen one of my little cousins wearing a 3X Supreme hoodie.
Okay.
And I was like, only if you knew the resale value on this.
I feel the same way about my Uggs. So last year, I bought like a couple pairs of Uggs.
Of Uggs. Right? Do you buy in bulk
like
just to be prepared
that
for the year?
I have on right now. Like they're called Tasman or something. They're really nice, right? But I couldn't find them. And I even got, like, I was like, Jorge, did you throw my fucking Uggs away, bro? Just because starting to get cold. This week it's going to rain, by the way, if you're in LA. And I was looking for them. I'm like, do you have them in the garage, bro? I don't want to fucking go in the garage and go look for them. And then so, like, as I'm arguing with him, and he's like, where was the last place that you had them, total dad? And then I'm thinking, I was like, oh, shit. I put them in a bag to give to my dad so he went to Mexico. But I was mad at him for so long that I couldn't find them, and I totally pinned it on him. Like, you saw them lying around and you threw them.
Yeah.
But in reality, I had given them to my dad.
To
when
to
he goes
to Mexico.
Because when he goes to Guanajuato, like, I already know, like, the week before, grab stuff.
Yeah, grab stuff.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was the summertime, so you don't need them really in the summer.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I had to go repurchase.
Yeah, after that. My mom.
But nice stuff. Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Fam gets my nice stuff.
My mom does this thing to where, like, get this too. And I'm like, yeah.
She digs in your shit.
I'm like, but I'm gonna find stuff to give you. And then she had this box that she had. And then the thing about it, people don't know, like, when, like, your dad goes personally, so he takes it personally. Like,
yeah.
He se lo lleva él.
Oh, she gives it to someone else.
No, she ships it.
Oh.
But when what happens is Mexico's gonna be Mexico. And sometimes motherfuckers open the box, take all the nice stuff.
What are you?
Yes. If I was going through, you know, hard times and stuff like that. Yeah. So my mom goes through this company where she gets insurance on like the box. She paid like $140. Without the insurance, it would have been like $115, but she paid a little extra.
What?
She got the little insurance and then
the whole thing.
So what she does is she lays out like stuff that they could sell and the stuff that I don't know. My aunt just receives it. But sometimes she'll send like something of value, but she'll wrap it like in 30 socks. Like it's aww, it's a cutie. It's definitely they're playing Tetris at the same time because you want to fit as much as you can in that one box.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's difficult. I've seen them stress out. And that's the one time I see when my aunts all come together. Y manda la caja todos juntos.
That's nice. Right before the holidays.
And then sometimes I've heard stories about like family get mad that this family didn't put this much or this one didn't put this much. And I'm like, dude. You can't complain when you're getting free shit.
And it's all your kids' stuff anyway. It's your stuff. It's your cousin's stuff. Yeah, literally.
But this time my mom sent it, I think, to my tia just. And I sent him a good amount of fly shit. And then I always tell mom, like, don't put money in there. Just actually, like, you know, back then they would put money in the socks.
Oh.
And I'm like, but now there's, like, where you could, like, mandar dinero por, like,
yeah,
electronico
yeah, y toda you. La verga.
But back then it used to be a finesse. Let me tell you guys. It was a finesse.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is your mom dating?
Is my mom dating? I think so, yes. That guy? I don't want to say his name.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Have I said it before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, she's dating.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Something really crazy just got in my head.
Why?
Because I was like, oh, your mom doesn't have to send it. She could just give it to my dad. And I was like, oh my God, my dad has never met your mom.
Our parents never met?
No. And they're both single.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Just walking. I'd be hot as fuck walking your house and what's your dad's name?
Don Luis
is in my house. Like, what the fuck, Don Luis? I'm gonna call your daughter right now. You're fucking acting. That's funny.
Saying, what do you saying. Say that he has pollitas or what do you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, she has pollitas over there. Oh well, I don't know if I could say this, but fuck it. One died.
One of his pollitas yeah, died.
Yeah, and he came and he's like, "Mija, se murió la polla," and I was like, "What?" And then I was like, "Which one?"
The chicken.
One here passed away.
Yeah. Oh Jesus!
And then I'm like, "How do you feel?"
Do
and
you attend your pollitas funeral?
No, I don't, because I've never met.
No,
women.
No, not you. Does he attend?
Okay, so that's a good question, because I'm like, "How do you feel?" He's like, "Ah, tomaba mucho." Like she kind of did it to herself. Like
oh, Jesus.
I was like, "God damn!" But like I'm expecting to see. Some kind of like pain
emotion?
In his eyes.
Yeah.
But he's got it together. I don't know. I'm like, how pimp is this fool? I don't know. And this specific lady,
Pollita.
I've known about her. Like, to me, it's like, okay, so he gives her rights. Like, he would give her, like, take her to work. Yeah. Take her, like, it's one of those.
She gives her rights. She gives him
okay,
rights.
Okay, that's it. Don't let me start talking about your mom.
I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with that.
But
mom's probably writing right now. Who fucking knows?
That's so crazy, bro.
But people are allowed to live. See, friends with Michis and Chichis.
Yeah, yes.
And we don't know what Doña Carmen is doing, but hopefully living life.
I don't know. She's always at concerts. Concerning.
I saw her
how the fuck are you so close to the stage, mom?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, parents deserve it.
Yeah, they do. But I was like, how are you? And yeah, and he was just like, oh yeah, you know, it's fine. But like, I've known about her for a good portion of my life.
But you've never met her?
Never met her. Okay. Just knew her name. And I knew she had like two kids or whatever. And I don't know, just she's passed away now. So RIP to that lady. But it was just like, right now I was just thinking like, I don't want my dad to be old and alone. Yeah. He doesn't mind. Him, he's like, oh, a stress-free life, whatever.
100%.
But, like, I look at, you know, when we look at old couples and they're sitting together or, like, they're eating at a
you don't want
restaurant.
Your dad to be, like, the guy from
I want
Up.
That for him. Yeah, I don't want him to be, like, the guy.
Yeah, no, but I think that's the beauty of like, you having your kids and your sister and them, which yeah. obviously, like, I know what you mean, like, an intimate partner. But yeah. I think the beauty of that is that he's involved.
Yeah.
So I think it keeps him. I think it gives him like
yeah,
him
that, like where he's in, like where he puts his focus.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is sometimes. I mean, like I think after my dad, I think my mom was probably like, yeah, this love shit is out of control.
Yeah. But
because my mom generally loved my dad. Like
of
she
course,
was in love.
That's her person.
And obviously the drugs took over. But
yeah.
Other than that, yeah, she seems pretty happy now.
Yeah, like she already experienced what she feels is true love. And same with my dad. I think he really loved my mom, mm-hmm. and then
it just didn't work out. Yeah. And but like, because she dated. After my dad, she dated like 8 years later with one mm-hmm. guy. And he questioned her one time and she left that fool.
Oh, Oh, like she's like, I'm not gonna put up with
this. The dad of my kids didn't even question me, mm-hmm. and she never got back with him again. And I think now, the guy she's dating now, he's chill. He has his kids. He has like teen daughters.
Yeah,
15, and then my mom they're super cool with each other. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't question her. She doesn't question him. Yeah. And they live it up.
Good, like, they're enjoying each other's company.
They're like, we already did it. Let's just kick it.
That's what I was going to get to. I think that there's like a after stage of like people have like these crazy like love and, you know, yeah. they have kids and marriage and all this stuff. And then you kind of get to a point where it's like, you're cool. I'm going to kick it with you for the rest of our days.
I think that's kind of what it is.
Like, less stress, less pressure. Like, let's not do all that crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been through enough, both of us. Like, yeah. let's just
no expectations.
Exchange, like, company. You know nice. What I'm saying? Let's just be here together. And people seem really happy. Like, my dad seems happy, and I'm really happy for him.
For what, how he's in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But if she ever, him ever, and her... We just got to, like, intentionally
meet them?
Meet. Like, oh, it's a...
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go have pozole, Dad. Let's go have pozole, Mom. And then you got to go shoot.
I feel like Don Luis is, like, a smooth talker.
He is. He's got game.
Verbo mata carita, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because he I forgot a mouthpiece. The pollita, see, and that's what I like. Like, your dad's, like, old school pimping. Like, never...
Real.
No, you know why, fool? Never bring him around the like immediate family. Yeah.
True.
Like, you never know about him. You know about him.
My life.
He's like principles.
Like, yeah. Like
boundaries.
Like he probably shows them Luis yeah. and yeah. Jorjito, but he probably won't ever.
Mm-hmm. She'll be like, when can I meet them? Never, bitch.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
We can't do that no more. She's no, gone.
But it's like, it's very much like,
she's gone.
Meet them.
Like, yeah, and then, I'm assuming he confines with you more because he lives with you.
Yeah,
more than your sister.
Yeah,
he's telling you more like as a homegirl, like you're his daughter, but like
yeah.
con confianza.
Well,
like.
I did it at the moment he told me. I'm like, do I console him? Like,
yeah,
and he like was what like, do I? But he just seemed fine. Like he told me, like if you tell like any news, I was yeah. like, are you okay? He's like, oh yeah, she drank too much.
Damn. When your side chick passes,
that's crazy.
He has no main. How could his side chick pass?
They're all sides. They're all. He just has they're a bunch sides. Of mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
His weak stuff. Just the sides became the meal.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. His focus is on you guys yeah. and the kids, which is he's like, I already did the love shit. Because mm-hmm.
Also sad for me.
Are him and your mom cool?
They're chill. Yeah.
Yeah. Would they ever? Never.
No. Maybe I wouldn't want that either.
Nah.
Yeah.
I would never want my parents to get back together.
I was like, really? Okay. No. Cause,
like, it's a weird question.
No.
Okay, like, I love them both separately.
So I want to know how this is when your parents separate and they're still like,
yeah.
Like they're still perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't really get to like, they separated,
yeah.
but it was, you know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, what's like the, like, is it like better peace than, like, it's better for it's better for everybody, not just for them?
In what way? Like, you mean when, like, they're, like, when they're not together, but they're
cool?
Let's
say, hypothetically speaking,
yeah.
obviously your dad's been, like, doing great, sober for a year. Mm-hmm. Your mom and they're just like, hey, let's go to dinner. Would you be like, fuck no?
No, if we... if
No, without you guys.
Together, no, they, if he means they, start, if they start dating again.
Oh, if they start dating again, no, I wouldn't like it. But
but
if... Well, you know what? No, I don't want to... I mean, whatever. Okay, I'll just say one of my mom's biggest issues with my dad was his drinking.
Oh, that's how you write down in your brain. You're like, that's what you're like,
that was literally, she was like, your dad never stopped drinking. Also, was get super in my fucking family life.
Yeah.
But that was like a big
thing
kind
for
of
her.
Thing for,
yeah.
for them. Because my mom's dad was an alcoholic and that
her.
Triggered her, you
for
know what
sure.
I'm saying? And was like, I can't deal with this. I dealt with this my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, please, can you stop drinking? My dad was like 30 years old. He's like, I'm not fucking stopping drinking. Like, it's a different stage of life that you're mm-hmm. into.
That's what I'm saying. So see what I'm saying?
So now that they're older, no.
Yeah.
I just, I don't think that, like, they grew apart so yep. much. They're like two completely different people. It's hard to even... remember, like, not to remember but hard to imagine that they were once mm-hmm. like this and together and had like the same beliefs and ideologies, because they just think so differently now and stuff.
Ah, okay, so that's what I'm saying. Is there something similar when your parents were there, just like, you're just like, ah, it's better if you guys just stay off each other?
They're great. Like, their dynamic is really good, and I look at it like I think we've talked about it before, like elements in the periodic table.
Yes,
like, let's
yes,
say
yes, yes.
like two different elements mixed together can make like cake, but two other ones mixed together can make a bomb. Like mm-hmm. to me, it's like with them alone, they're fine, or like maybe mixed with something else, they can be uh-huh. fine, but mixed together, it's a bomb, you know? Yeah. And it's like, maybe they could be around each other, But then if they become like right with each other, then it'll, or even like oil, what is it? Oil and water separate. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's like once it's together, it doesn't work. But apart, it's fine. You know, it's like they exist good. But like once you bring like the mixture of them being in a relationship together, ya no va, no va ir bien.
That's, yeah, yeah, I can see, I can see. I've always thought about that because I'm like, well, because you would want like the perfect family, right? Like,
yeah. Although my family, like when they were together, I didn't see the problems because we were young. But to me, it's like my dad had a temper, but my dad has a temper to this day.
Yeah.
You know?
And your dad also has the pollitas.
Oh, God.
I like Don Luis. See, that's what I'm saying.
I was talking to my sister the other day.
And, you know what was the best part about this? If you meet Letty's dad, he looks like the most nicest, innocent little man.
Made him a logo, by the way, because we're trying to get his locksmith stuff popping. I want to show it to you guys. And then I'll show it to you guys, too. It's good. I like it.
Is Jorge, it pollitas in there? That's funny. I can't wait to see Don Luis. La pollita,
don't do that. Yeah, one of his pollitas is going to be your mom.
No, I don't want to see it. I'm not going to hook them up.
I will.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that looks just like him.
That looks exactly like him.
I love that.
Tuck in the shirt.
We'll put it on the...
You got to tuck in the shirt because you know his shirt been tucked in.
Oh, so the
Velcro shirt.
How do you know he tucks in his shirt?
I've seen Don Luis before. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because right now he has like a phone number on the side of his van and it's just like locksmith or call.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, no, Jorge's like, we should brand it. Like, be like, call the locksmith, call the key.
Call Don Luis.
Yeah. He had another one where he was writing a key and I was like, bro, chill out. That's weird. Like a key, like a broom, kind of. And then my dad on him, like, what a chill.
He did that one just
for fun. Just for funsies. Yeah.
They spent an extra fucking 45 minutes away from the family to do that.
That'll be good. That's funny.
Hold on. Let me show you guys this one, too. Because you made him dance. Because my dad loves dancing.
That one is good, too.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Big up my dad and big up your mom. Yes. And then big up our future of stepwoodness.
The stepwoodness. Family's ratchet as fuck.
That's gonna be Jorge's step cuñado.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If we and me, you were to become siblings?
Yeah, step siblings, you'd be his step brother in law.
His step brother in law.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That'd be great.
Go to your house and just throw functions there.
No, you don't.
What is he going to do? Are we not family or what?
It's our 200th episode.
Yeah.
Who wants to do the announcemento? I know that's not a word.
Announcement.
How do you say announcement in Spanish?
Anuncio.
Anuncio.
Anuncio. Special announcement?
Tengo un anuncio.
Especial.
All right. Drum roll, everybody.
Say it in Spanish.
I'll say it. Vamos a tener un show en vivo enero 17 at the Novo in downtown LA. For like the seventh time. We will be at the Novo January 17, 2026.
Yes.
Brown Bag live show. And you know what goes down? In case you don't know, go look at the vlogs before. We've had great performances from OGZ, Frankie J, MC Magic, Little Rob. All of our homies have came out and popped out and showed out.
Honestly, shout out to the performances, but I love the crowd segments, the crowd participation when we get them on stage. There's nobody like a Brown Bag fan. And I think that's my favorite part of our live shows.
Yes, man. I've gotten dry humped on there. We found love before.
We spit in somebody's mouth.
Yeah. We found love connections there.
Yeah, we've had breakups live on stage.
Yes, we've ruined relationships. We've
had a lookalike contest, remember?
Yes, tour contest. Yeah. We've done it all.
Yeah.
We've done it all. We've loved, we cried, we've kicked it, we got drunk. It was such a great time.
Vlogs, I was looking at them, and I think I had sent you guys some, and I was like, dude, like, we're the shit. Like, we're the fucking shit, and we deserve to do another one. We did one earlier this year. And just as time would have it, you know, we've all been, like, really, really schedule packed. So now it's like, okay, when's the perfect time? And so we decided to do it in January.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys January
7th. Can we call it what I wanted to call it?
Yes, go ahead. I like the name. The name was amazing. Because let's give him a little backstory.
Okay,
we wanted to do another kind of like around Christmas time like we've done before.
Yeah.
And those are always fun. You guys pop out even through Christmas. You guys come out. And then the spirit is so great. Scheduling wise, we were kind of off a little bit. So we decided to go with January. Shout out Vic. He's been working behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? And let me give him the name of...
So we've done Un Verano con Brown Bag and we've done Un Invierno con Brown Bag. So now we're doing Un Año Nuevo con Brown Bag. Yeah. What better way to start off the new year than with us and you together?
Yes, January 17th, we're going to have a great time. We don't have, honestly, we just confirmed it. Vic got the text.
Literally,
we're hoping Vic got the text. He got it.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys January 17th.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be super dope.
The Novo. We're going to have special merch, which yes. Vic's working on. We won't announce just yet, but we got
some cool shit on the way. Like Letty said, it's like welcoming the year with us. You know, I think it's important to like start the year with good vibes.
Yep.
We're still in that mode around the 17th. And it's like the first weekend off of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a 3-day weekend, I believe.
Yes.
So it's let's fucking manifest like a dope ass year. Not to get too like, you know, earthy.
Let's do
and
vision
journal-y.
Boards.
Yeah, no, for real. Like that's gonna
we
be
We want
dope.
You guys to bring your vision boards.
Bring your vision boards with
and
you.
What we'll if judge. On their vision board is you when you did that jump from that big slide?
Into somebody's DM.
But January 17th, I'm so excited.
Yes.
You
bring Duno goggles. Bring Duno goggles.
Bring me goggles so and your titties.
No.
Bring your titties outside.
No.
The weather in January is nice.
Yeah, it's great.
It's nippy.
To wear tank tops.
It's nippy in January.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
We'll see you
get
guys
your
there.
Tickets when they become available.
Yes.
Let us know what you're most excited about if you've been to the live show before, because we're taking all of that into account when we set up this live show.
Yes. Okay. And please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. When get updates from our Instagram, feel me, where we'll be uploading like the flyers and stuff like that. So stay tuned, baby.
Yes.
January 17th.
Brown Bag Pod. On the Instagram, if you're not already following.
Yes, Brown and Un Año con Brown Bag. Un Año Nuevo con Brown Bag. Wow, I'm excited.
Super me too.
Bad Bunny's going to be there. No, he's not. But hopefully. What if Bad Bunny just pulls up?
Fuck it, vision board. Fuck it, vision board.
Vision board.
That'll be sick.
You were in Nashville.
Yes.
Talk to us about Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee. I was right there with the wild folks. Nashville, Tennessee. Shout out Zany's Comedy Club. Beautiful comedy club.
Yeah.
Beautiful green room. It was a good time. My first time super in the South like that.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the little downtown.
And, the strip Broadway, right?
And let me tell you, it was white. It was snowing. What weather are we in? We're fall? Fall?
We're fall
yeah,
weather.
It's fall.
Yeah, it was snowing and fall, baby.
That's fire.
Yes.
As you guys know, if it ain't snowing, I ain't going.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally. so many white people. I even felt white.
Okay, but clearly you found the pocket of Hispanic people yes. that went to your show.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. A lot of Latinos came out. A lot of Latinos drove from like Detroit to
no way
from Atlanta, which is a couple hours away. But nice. Honestly, Nashville, what a beautiful city. I know when you're like in towns like that, it could be a little intimidating.
Yeah,
well, I was definitely very short there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a decent height anywhere else, but
there's like white, tall ass cowboy,
big ass white boys. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, them country white.
And then it was
take
white,
you for a ride,
white
sir.
Girls with little booties, little shorts, and big old boots.
Oh,
And they were having a good time. You're walking. It's a beautiful town, though.
Are your jokes different?
No.
When you're in,
you just keep it.
No. Because I try to make jokes so it could be a lot universal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I have a joke about dating a big girl, which there are big girls in every color and every race. I have a joke about being hit for the first time in a relationship, and that's for like every race has had a domestic violence situation.
Did you tell the one about the friends doing coke?
I haven't. I'm still working on it. I'm working
that
on
one's
it.
Real.
That one's real. That one is very much real.
Not us, by the way.
No.
Well, I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't even.
But then I have a joke about car sex.
Ooh.
Which is very real.
That's universal.
So, you know, so it's
oh
good.
My goodness.
And obviously you could add a little, like for your own flavor, maybe be biased with one thing or another.
Yeah.
Or like just amp it up a little bit. But overall, Nashville, great time. It was dope. It was crazy when they saw us walk in because it was like, we're like rocking, like I was rocking like an LA hat and I was just like a plain black tee and like some jeans.
Yeah.
Everybody's like has like button ups, tucked in shirts. We definitely stood out. And
I guess going through different parts of the United States.
The United States, yes.
This past year has been more than usual,
oh,
right?
Oh, 100%, 10 times.
Do you see the differences in how other people are and how we are?
Oh, yeah. We're like, snotty the fucks.
Us, we are?
I think...
I think I'll tell you what.
We're what?
I think California. Okay, let me work this right. Small town people and a lot of the South, their hospitality is out of its world.
Yeah, Southern hospitality is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. I think when people, but the bad thing about it is, I think people, when people do get to know us, I could speak for myself. They was like, bro, like, we thought you were gonna be like what we see on TV about LA. And it's like, okay. And what they see is probably like the snotty house, Hollywood Hills parties, white boy, white girl, like, and I'm like, dog, they're not from the city. Like, they moved here. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm like, nah, I feel like, but I get the outside perspective. I get it. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I was in Alabama. We went to Huntsville, Alabama, and I was
you did?
And I was like, dog, don't get out this fucking car. Like, it might be a sundown city. Like,
did Ivan from Alabama go? Remember, someone thanked us on the radio for tickets? Yeah. There's a guy that listens. Yeah, right? There's a guy that listens to Brown Bag, and his name is Ivan, and we got him tickets to your show.
Oh, hell yeah, thank you.
His wife's name is Letty, but they call often, and he has a very deep Southern Alabama accent.
He's from Oaxaca.
But he's from Oaxaca.
But born and raised in Alabama.
Yes.
Okay. And he fixes bridges, but when he calls in, it's like, wow, like, the accent is so thick.
Yeah.
And it was like, he had a really good time at the...
Yeah. So it's sort of like, it's one of those things to where, like, I was up there like, hey, man, how many of y'all cousins? Like, how many of y'all fucking... And then in Nashville, I'm not going to lie, I was thinking like, oh, they might look at us, you know, I'm a bunch of Latinos and shit. Yeah. Like, we tatted up, and you know.
It was like a fake booking to get you there. They lured you in there.
That's what I'm saying. But no, I was wrong. Like, and I was like, so we might be a little discriminated, especially with the times right now in the world, fool. So, but no, overall, a great hospitality from everybody. It was dope.
You saw my homie DeAndre?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that fool. Yeah. He was in Nashville.
Yeah, he was hella excited to see you.
So it is dope. You definitely get to, you see the different, and you see, like, you also go to cities where you're like, oh, I'm really blessed to be from there. You remember you said that the other day? Like, sometimes we don't take granted for what we have, how we're raised with so much activity we have going on in the city. Mm-hmm. So, in Huntsville, Alabama, like, we drove back to Tennessee after, like, an hour and a half. Like, after the show, we just drove back.
Porque no había tanto.
I mean, and then, like, they're not like a main airport from there, so you want to go home and be able to.
Yeah.
So just a lot of different things, for sure.
I know I brought up fake booking, but was it E-40, Vic?
Yes. Did that?
So, was it Fat Joe or was it Biggie?
It was Biggie.
Okay, so before Biggie RP'd and before he beefed with Pac, or probably around the time, he beefed with E-40. And
what do they beef about? Who's the fatter flat guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
But it got crazy, so much so that reportedly, allegedly, E-40's people booked Biggie in the Bay. And it was meant to be some shit. Like, it was a fake booking.
Yeah, like a setup.
Yeah, it was a setup.
And he
didn't. Isn't that crazy? I don't know if he went or not or something.
No, he went. And then they like, threatened him. And we're like, we could kill you right now.
Stop talking shit.
Yeah. And then it's just like, all right.
And then he dropped it?
Yeah, they just, like, I mean, that was like a warning. Where it's bro, do this shit again. Like, you know.
Damn, and he didn't get paid?
I don't think he got paid.
Fuck. Okay, can I ask a super hip-hop question?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is great. Who is Max B?
Okay,
who
was
talking to you about Max B?
Nobody. It's just all over my timeline. And I want to ask because when I'm in...
And you want to get the reference.
Yes.
I don't get... Okay, so this... I looked up Max B on TikTok and on Instagram.
I like how that's your search.
And then all it was Jim Jones just came popping out.
Okay.
And then I asked my black group chat. It's literally all black people, just me. And then this is what they said. I said, who's Max B? Oh my God, T-Rail, bye. Long story short, he used to be Jim Jones' right-hand man, wrote all the biggest solo songs. They fell out and became worse enemies. You know who Jim Jones is? I was like, yes, I know who Jim Jones is.
Well, that is a valid question. Because if you didn't know who Max B was, it's that same.
But Jim Jones is, correct me. Uh-uh. He was part of a group.
Okay, say it.
Diplomatics.
Diplomats.
And they had the contest with the Locks.
Versus
the Locks. But Jim Jones does have some songs that I know.
Yeah, okay.
Bali. Okay, yeah. That's
okay, all right.
Did Max B write that?
Supposedly he wrote that.
God, what the fuck, Jim Jones?
Allegedly,
And then I seen that they were shitting on Jim Jones, because when his boy got out of jail, he picked him up from a train station. When Mac V got out of jail, he was greeted by French Montana and jewelry.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay. All right.
Give me like, I don't want to know the whole story because I really don't give a fuck. But well, I feel like as a presence of some of the greatest hip hop people of knowledgeable that I know, I just want to know a little bit.
So Max B was, he was signed to Bird Gang, which was Jim Jones like thing under like his own little sub label and his crew, right?
Okay.
So he was signed to him. He was also like best friends with French Montana in the early days, right?
16 years ago.
Yes. So Max B.
French Montana has been in the game that long.
Yeah, yeah,
he wasn't always a rapper, but he was like a video guy.
He was a video guy.
Oh shit! Okay.
So Max B used to come out with like mixtapes and songs that were like melodic rap. Him singing, he didn't really have no business singing, but like it was just like he wasn't like a good singer. Like it was just like harmonizing melodies and stuff like that. Kind of what you hear from, like, Wiz Khalifa when you know and he sings.
Oh, yeah, terrible, like, but catchy.
Yeah, Wiz. Okay. Wiz
I'm just being honest. Yeah, this is my opinion. It's terrible, but it's catchy.
Wiz was very influenced by him. A lot of people were influenced by, by Max B.
Okay, and, real quick. Yeah. I have another thing. And then throughout those posts, I seen a little thing where it said, the kings of mixtapes.
Yeah.
And they had him on there. And then I saw that his thing's The Wave.
The Wave.
And then I know he was The Wave.
Yes.
So it's are they influenced by this?
Super influential. Okay,
so this I'm learning.
Yeah, Max B was so influential on like an underground level, but a lot of people that were at the underground made it to like a mainstream level eventually. Like a French Montana, like a Wiz Khalifa, Shoreline Now. They're like The Wave, that's him. He was The Wave.
He was Max the beginning the of wave. The wave.
He influenced ASAP. He influenced everybody.
Silver Surfer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He was on one of Kanye's albums, like as like a little interlude.
Like interlude.
The Silver Surfer interlude.
That was around the time too.
It was like 2016 there was like a beef or something.
With, funny that you bring Wiz Khalifa up. They like beefed it almost. Like when Kanye and Wiz Khalifa beefed it, Kanye tried to use the sampling of Max B in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But then Wiz like, bro, they fucking respect the two. To Max B.
Yeah.
Let me try to read.
Okay.
I'm trying to play something.
So that was kind of
for you.
He was very influential to
But then he went to jail for 16 years.
Yes.
For what?
I believe it was attempted murder or murder.
In New York.
In New York, yeah.
Where did my mother?
I don't want to get it wrong, but it was
something of a serious crime.
Yeah, it was a serious crime. And he got sentenced to like 65 years or something like that, but then it got reduced to 20. And so he did, like near 20.
And then he came
it
out.
It was
and then
a botched robbery that turned deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Murder.
Aggravated manslaughter is what he did the plea deal for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Which 10 years plus like 6 years for the robbery. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's crazy.
I like how like you don't know who these people are, but you were like invested in the drama.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You were like reading the.
Because I seen Dax Jim Jones, would he ever clear the beef? Then he said no?
I think so, yeah.
But then he wrote out your hits. But do people really give a fuck? No.
To be honest,
but does Max B have bangers himself?
Not like
underground bangers.
Not many that we would know. He has some songs, but it seems like it was very much of that time. Like if we play it now, it's not gonna really hit the same.
Well, he's touring.
He's probably gonna tour. But
no, he is. He announced. I went to his page. Yeah,
but he has a
and he has fucking.
You're such he has like a cult
following already.
Yeah.
Like built in from back then.
Think of like his following,
like a Wu-Tang?
Another B, like
Lil B. Yeah, like a Lil B.
Like just they have like it's cult like.
Mm-hmm.
Like
especially
okay.
on the
okay,
East Coast.
This is gonna sound like the old heads are happy.
Yeah.
Especially New York.
New heads. York, yeah. like
Vic specifically really, really likes, like Jorge is invested in all of this. I know just because I know.
You know, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not as invested. Like they love Dipset, so they fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, I was like, okay, I listened to the, like, mainstream records.
Wait, yeah. Dipset and Diplomats are two different things?
No, it's the same thing.
So why are they called Dipset and Diplomats?
It's just a shortened nickname. Version.
It's like Brown Bag Bolsita Cafe.
So why not just call it Diplo?
No, because that's DJ.
That's a DJ.
Diplomats
is that's these fools let a DJ take their name?
No. Diplomats is the long form, and then Dipset is cool to say.
Yeah.
But, like, there's, like, a group of, like,
Dipset
dudes
Diplomat
love.
Diplomat are two different, same things.
Same thing. But dudes love Dipset. Like, dudes love Dipset.
I was so invested.
Girls like him, too, but I think the way that dudes fan out for Dipset, like, that's a dude's fucking crew. Like, fly as fuck.
And
got girls, all that.
Cameron.
Pink guy, pink.
Leader of the Dipset. Yeah.
And then who's, and then Mace, and then there's Jim Jones.
No.
Mace was not in it.
So what Mace is just part of the podcast?
Mace?
Yeah, he's part of the co-host.
Okay. Yeah. So Mace and Cameron grew up together.
Mace,
so they
Diddy.
Knew each other.
Mace, Diddy. Mace was with
Mace,
Diddy.
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy.
Mace is Bad Boy. Bad Boy, literally. Mm-hmm.
They're all connected.
No, then Mace turned into a reverend.
Yeah, they're all connected, but like music-wise, it's...
But Diplo,
yeah, because they all grew up together. They all grew up together. Saying like, oh yeah,
I get what you mean. Like there's my crew, and then there's the homies that I grew up with.
Yeah.
I get what you mean. Okay. So then, okay.
You
but
know,
Max B's important to New York rap.
Super, super important.
Okay, so let's just leave it at that.
He
the wave. And now he went to jail for a long time.
That's
now.
Like when we know shit about like Corrupt or we know shit about Daz. Mm. Like, yeah. It's like they're really important characters.
Like, I don't know about them either. But
I don't
know about Dog Pound.
I know about, yeah, but I get what you mean.
But that's like a center to that region. Mm-hmm. But a lot of everyone knows because they're New York. New York is mainstream.
Yeah.
Wherever
yeah.
it goes.
So, but Max B's like... And I'm in my head, I send it to one of my older homies that he like loves like Alchemist and like shit like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "The wave is home." And I was like, "All right."
Yeah.
I just was confused.
The wave is back.
To me, the wave is Shoreline. Now there's Max B. Now
they're
I just learned.
Influenced by him.
And sometimes the underground ones don't really get those ones either. Like, because underground is his own thing too.
Mm-hmm.
But Max,
like Max people, B wasn't yeah. considered... The boom bap
no.
at all. He was like almost opposite.
When he told me his, Alchemist.
Yeah.
Alchemist can be boom bap. Alchemist can be both. Fuck it. Alchemist is
Alchemist already. Could do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say
but
that.
But it was like, it was very different to have like, because Alchemist is like Mobb Deep and like Dipset were like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like, he kind of fell under Dipset and like just an underground type of wave. The boom bap shit was like way separate.
Yeah.
So now they beef it.
Who?
Jim Jones and Max B.
I don't think they ever just like made up. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's beef though. Like they're already older and shit. Yeah. I wouldn't anticipate them like dissing each other or nothing like that. Like,
well, what's the point of?
Because honestly,
God
like,
damn it, the internet fed me wrong information.
You are so invested
if,
in.
If you, well, because I'm like, who? Why is everybody saying the wave is free? I'm like,
you just wanted it. You had FOMO.
That's what
like
it is.
Yeah.
And then, but everybody was mad at me in the group chat. Like, he went to jail 16 years ago. I was fucking, you know how old I was? I was like six.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to know that the wave's in jail?
No, he didn't go to, how many years you saying?
16 years ago.
That's when he did the crime. That's when they.
No, but what I'm saying is when he did go to jail.
No, he went to jail like recent.
2008?
Hold on.
I was eight.
2007, something like that.
Seven. Before that, I wasn't listening to rap. So
never mind. I'm tripping. Yeah, 20. Yeah, he's in jail for after 16 years.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But he's good now. I don't think he would be mad at Jim Jones. He has a way richer homie. Like, French Montana's way richer than Jim Jones. You know? Like, so it's like when you have a richer homie, you're like, why am I mad at this fool? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he came home to, like, some dope shit. Like, his homie is with the Princess of Dubai.
Yeah.
Like, they're about to be fucking lit.
You know I forgot he is with her.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm finna be in Dubai like, while Jim Jones still doing podcasts.
I'm happy for him, man.
While Jim Jones doing podcasts.
Jim Jones is cool, too. I don't want to talk shit on Jim Jones, but, like.
So, does the team shit matter to you?
What
like Vic, when Vic was watching the little contest, the verses, you were, like, obviously going for Diplo, right?
No.
Stop calling them fucking Diplo.
Sorry, Diplo.
No, you know what? I honestly love the locks a lot. When
More?
That happened, I really didn't know
who to go for.
I was just watching it.
Name the members of the locks.
Jada.
Yeah.
Jada Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
I'll be in my hood. I'm not in Colorado or Denver. He said that. I remember that before they did. Fat Joe's just a cheerleader, huh?
He's not just a cheerleader.
I saw him cheering. He wasn't on stage.
Yeah,
he was part of the song that's fucked up.
The crowd. Yeah.
That's.
Well, I like how you followed all of this. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Honestly, the locks, that's the only person I know. Am I going to be mad at myself? I don't know.
No. I mean, Styles P. Chic Looch.
Who the fuck is that guy?
You know Styles P. You heard Styles.
Chic Looch is like, he's dope. He's the one that said, on the All About the Benjamins, he said, with the Spanish chick, got the something in a cho-cha. I know you heard that part.
You made me listen. You kind of like gave me homework after the verses, and I went through the album. I prefer Dipset's album.
Me too. I love Lox though. I have The Money, Power, Respect album, that shit is fire.
I thought locks were like the sandwiches that the Jews eat. Is that not a lox?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, bagels. Bagels.
So I'm like, they named themselves after a bagel?
It's like a fish.
No, they were originally called the Warlocks, and then they just shortened
it. Tight.
Ah. Are you showing me a style piece?
I'm trying to show you style piece, but it's, okay, fine.
I get high.
Yeah.
Oh, that's him?
High on the memories. High on my memories.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm never mind. I'm back to Team Lox.
Every night.
That's him?
It's just, why is
cool, that? Oh, wow, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And then they start rapping. Jadakiss starts rapping.
Yeah, he has other.
But Jadakiss is the main fool.
Yeah, I could say he's the main fool. But Styles is a strong second. Like, strong. Like, yeah.
I thought that was just a fucking. He's that?
No, that's a sample.
Is that him singing?
I thought it was him singing. He's a sample. That's it. Okay, Style Piece is strong. They're strong.
Well, we probably can't play that, huh?
No.
Yeah. No, okay, wow.
Well, stop fucking asking music questions.
Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever, the Lox, Dipset. I'm going to just get all of them tatted on me. Who would I relate to the most? And don't say, I just realized that Fat Joe's a liar. They call him a liar all the time. And I'm like, I don't want to be like Fat Joe. Can I be like Big Pump? And then I looked it up and he beat this bitch with a Mac-10. And I'm like, I don't want to be him either.
Damn.
And then Biggie died. And I don't want to be that guy either. So if I'm fucked.
Do you want to be like a big dude? Sheik Luch is strong. I don't think he has any allegations. Just strong. He's just a big, strong man that raps once
strong,
in a while.
Strong man?
Just be you.
Just be me. Okay.
Just be you.
Hip-hop!
It's November.
Yes.
Are you guys going to do, like, Friendsgiving or, like, do you have Thanksgiving plans?
Some of my friends broke up with each other, so we're in a weird space in the friend group.
And they dated each other from the friend group.
Yes.
It's
like,
not like, they brought some from
one. Like, why not be like me? Date outside the group.
So then when it's done, it's done.
It's done. So we're in a space to where, so we're going to do it or not? And then Monday comes around. All right, yes. Okay, I'm going to do pan con pollo. Nobody reply. Okay, nobody's going to reply then. I'm not going to do it. And in my head, I'm just
your mom does panes con pollo?
No, the homie Andy.
Oh, I was like, wait, hold on.
No. The homie Andy's mom.
Nice.
I have a lot of Salvadorian friends. She is easily top two up there. She makes fire pan con pollo. And she makes them bitches like, when you grab that motherfucker, your hands are wet, you can't touch your phone or nothing, so you're
like
focused on the pan con pollo, and then you just bite it. By the way, I seen the clip of Felipe clowning on pan con pollo when he went on Power.
What?
For Felipe Esparza.
He started circulating it? I haven't seen
it. It's circulating right now.
Really?
I never seen it when he said that his mom was mad because his brother-in-law married a Salvadorian.
Oh, my God.
Vine por tortas. That is
kind. That went live?
Shout out
to Boo, that shit's viral.
Really?
We need
dog, because that's funny. I get it.
I'm
going to tell you what. Let me explain. Why did I grab you like that? I'm scared.
But you like it.
No, let me explain to you. I didn't like pan con pollo.
You love it.
I love it. I love all types of
panes and pollo.
All types of panes and pollo. And
I wasn't sure that interview saw the light of day.
Facts.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
No, I mean, if it's out, it's out.
I saw the clip.
It's not?
It's just a reel.
Oh, it's a reel.
Oh, yeah.
He cussed a lot. Live.
Yeah.
So we're just like, hey, bro, chill out.
Yeah.
So I seen it.
The fact that it's circulating right now is crazy.
But that's comedy as fuck. What I was saying was that
you don't like panes con pollo?
No, I love panes con pollo. Okay. But I was saying with my homies, yeah, we're in that dilemma. But yeah, the homie Andy's mom gets down with the pan con pollos. Nice. And he always tells us like, she'll make the tray. You fool just gotta tell me if we're gonna do it or not. So he's really the most frustrated one in the group chat right now. I replied, just be talking shit. I was like, fool, pan con pollo doesn't even take that long to make. And he's like, I can tell you the day before. And he's like, he's just fucking take preparation. And
I'm
like,
and I'm like, it has to be marinated, you fucking asshole.
I'm just being a dick. And he's like, what is your mom going to make? Tamales, you Mexican bitch.
Oh, okay. Tampoco, yeah. Andy. Tampoco, Andy.
But it's funny because he's my best friend. So it's funny. But yeah, I'm in that dilemma right now. But me and my sisters went super lazy mode this year. Oh, woman. These days, huh, right? My sisters didn't want to cook this year. Neither my mom.
It hasn't even happened yet.
No, I already know because we fucking already paid the deposit for someone Texas else to food. Somebody, we're doing like the mac and cheese and barbecue and ribs.
Oh, you're doing Southern style.
Southern style, but my niece and my nephew just complained to my sisters. So my niece complained to Adriana, my niece Angie complained to my sister Adriana, and Aiden complained to my sister Erica.
What?
Angie was like, I don't want to eat barbecue. I want traditional Mexican food. And my sister replied with, you don't fucking know Spanish. Like, to my niece.
Yeah, but that's me. Thanksgiving is not in Spanish.
I know, but listen, but this is them. This it just shows how much of a great job we've done with the Mexican food. We've showed them. The fact that they're like, I don't want mac and cheese. My food, they said they wanted tamales.
Thanksgiving is not a Mexican holiday.
I know, but they don't know that, Latin.
Oh,
Remember Christopher Columbus changed it up and shit. Remember? And then so
Christopher Columbus is not Cortez.
We don't have to watch history.
Cortez is the one that did it to us.
Cortez. But this is what I'm saying. They've been used to every Thanksgiving we eat like pollo al horno and fucking tamales.
Okay, okay. And I got pozole. You. Like the Mexican traditional food. You guys eat that.
So they're thinking we're gonna get that again this year.
Yeah.
And they're getting to the age where I think finally they're appreciating the culture. And then it's just but they got their hearts broken. Like, you know what, this year we said fuck all that. Barbecue ribs and mac and they're mad, fool.
I would be mad too.
And I'm like,
I love you and your sisters, but I would be mad.
And
too.
I was trying to defend them and I was like, I know, that's how I feel too. And I'm thinking, I'm the man of the house. And they're like, oh, we already sent a deposit. Fuck you. If you want to eat, eat. If you don't, that's on you. So now that's my dilemma on the whole Thanksgiving this year.
I have a couple notes for that.
Yes.
But first, so it's weird because like people wanting to change up this year. And let us know too if your Thanksgiving is going like different from it was like before.
Yeah.
So granted, we're going to do pan con pavo already.
Amazing.
But I want to do a green bean casserole.
Nope.
They're bomb. Have you ever had one? You ever had one?
No.
No, okay.
But I'm sure I'm going to have it very soon.
Okay.
So, oh, he's white. Girl's white.
So, like, it's a white person, like, food. 100%.
Yeah.
And I remember having it one time because one time my mom had gotten the Thanksgiving from Ralph's. And, sometimes they have, like, the full pack. And it came in that.
Nice.
And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll just try to make it. And I know it's so white, but I liked it. Because they put, like, crunchy onions at the top.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit don't sound good at all.
So I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
So let's take from them back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Mexify, put some hot Cheeto dust on that bitch.
Bro, I will.
So you're doing green casserole.
So you're doing barbecue.
I'm doing mac and cheese. El mashed potato.
I'm gonna do
barbecue ribs. And I think we got like lemon pepper wings with that shit.
No way. I'm gonna do like green bean casserole.
So you're gonna have a Blacksgiving.
Yeah, Lucille's. Lucille's Thanksgiving.
Lucille's is fire.
It gives you the red zone. Good though, it's good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm having a black / southern / white people could claim it too.
Like Thanksgiving.
Soul food Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, without the cornbread though. I'm like, what the fuck,
funny? Oh,
you know where cornbread is so bomb at Marie
you know,
Callender's?
You don't know the funniest part?
First time I ever had Marie Callender's.
You wanna know the funniest part? The guy that's making the barbecue isn't even black.
Who is it?
He's a Mexican guy that just makes barbecue. But he's famous.
Yeah.
Like he does his shit, you know what I'm saying? So, fucking Thanksgiving. It's confusing. Now I get the Native Americans. I get them.
What?
Are they the ones that are mad? That's what Christopher Columbus. No, okay, then just take that back to myself. Anyways, all right.
They invented Thanksgiving.
Also, okay. I want to talk about it here because I didn't last time. November 22nd, we're doing a tamal giveaway for my birthday.
Let's go.
If you guys can make it out or if you want some, we're going to do like pack. We did this last year and it was a lot of like people came out. And then I know everybody's doing things for their own families and vacations and all of that. But if you can make it out, November 22nd, which is the day before my birthday, we go to the Vallarta and I'm going to give you the address. If you want to come out and then say what's up or like get some, it's in Van Nuys.
Nice.
And like get free tamal kits. Which you can probably get one and give it to your nephews and nieces and be like, hey, you want tamales? Here's the kit.
Here it is, yes.
And we always talked about, like, you know, they do turkey giveaways and even through the holidays, there's, like, different giveaways. And I was like, bro, like, it would be tight if we do, like, tamal giveaways, like a kit. Like, so you get the corn husk, you get the masa, and the chile to put on to make the stuff with. And then that's going to be part of it. So I'm going to give the address. 16040 Sherman Way. In Van Nuys. Or you could look Vallarta Supermarket in Van Nuys in California.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
Good shit, Andy. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
That's going to be dope.
All right. Should we go into any of these things?
Do you want to talk about something? Are you doing white Thanksgiving this year?
Wait, is this your first Thanksgiving with Jordan?
No, I haven't. I haven't planned. I'm trying to figure out how to like split time, right? Like, because I still need to see my grandparents. You know what I'm saying? And then I also like want to see my mom and my sisters. So I'm thinking maybe we do like the Wednesday before Wednesday night.
Question.
Yeah.
Do they do dinner Thanksgiving? Some people like for me, because I've had to split time too.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we'll do lunch and then you guys go wherever you need to for dinner Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So
I'm not even sure to be honest. Yeah. I need to figure that out. Cause my grandparents' house, like it's not too far, Hawthorne, but like we vary, like it'll be, sometimes we do it a little earlier. Other times we do it later at night.
Mm-hmm.
Lately it's been earlier, so I'm thinking maybe we go there in the morning.
Like there first and then yeah,
and then just go back to the crib because I'm already be at the crib, and so when I get the itis, I just fall asleep in the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Shakalaka.
So I'm still trying to figure that out.
Does she have like, because her dad's like super involved?
Mm-hmm.
Does he do anything like specific for Thanksgiving? Does he do the turkey in the, you know, like they fry the turkeys in the outside pot?
I don't know. I'm really curious to see it. Because I didn't spend Thanksgiving with her last year at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was asking.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm curious. I didn't spend Christmas with them last year either. I was with my fam. So yeah, I'm curious to see. But yeah, he's a good cook with like, you know, smoking the meats and all that stuff.
Oh.
And then
you can't use his grill, big dog. You gotta earn that.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like that type of vibe. That's the way it feels.
And then Granny Pat is just like a wizard in the kitchen. She knows how to make everything like from scratch.
Granny Pat's a white lady.
Yeah, she's like,
oh fuck, yeah, you gotta stay the fuck out of that kitchen too. Just show up late for and eat all the food.
Bring something to it.
Oh yeah,
like bring something. Like this is Vic's contribution.
Have your grandma cook you something
and then take it. Yeah. I'll bring tamales or something, maybe. I don't know.
What is something pudding? What do they call it? What do they have?
Bread pudding?
You're gonna get all of that.
I know. What a lucky fuck, dude.
You're gonna get yams.
All the yams.
Oh, Granny Patty gonna have some yams for you. Granny Pat gonna get out of the kitchen.
If your Thanksgiving is good or if it's not
get
in
out
the
my
air,
kitchen, boy.
However it is. Holidays get crazy too. Yeah. Sometimes you're not with the people you wish you could be with, you know. So all of our love to you for that. Just get ready. I know this is kind of like the week before all like really the festivities. So
yeah,
just know we with you.
Yeah, and go run a little bit.
True, so in anticipation.
I have a homie that does fasting every November. Until Thanksgiving, that's what he'll fast every day.
So that he can, like,
he eats once a day, and he goes, like, fool, when I get to Thanksgiving, I'm a fucking tank.
Jakarta or who?
No. Jakarta does cocaine every day. I'm just kidding.
No.
Doesn't he?
Is that considered fasting?
I like also the families that do. I had a homie, and they did softball games.
Oh,
early morning Thanksgiving.
That's dope.
It's like, that's so tight. Like, ooh,
I know.
Like families that have
such
traditions.
It's such
so
a
cute.
White thing. And then that's why
but it's cool.
That's why I hate when white people, when they say white people don't got traditions, then meet up with the family reunion bullshit. That's them. I'm saying this right now. I one time dated a girl. Her family was like super Chicana. And on 4th of July, I want to go kick with her. And I was like, where you at? She's like, I'm at the park with the fam. And I was like, at 12? We'd be at the block. Like, everybody leaves their house at 8, and then the fireworks start going crazy. She's like, oh, it's because we have a barbecue. We play kickball and shit. And yep. I went, and I was like, oh, my family sucks compared to this.
Like, whoever starts those traditions, you're so cool. And maybe it's on us to do them.
For sure.
But, like, if families do turkey bowls, which, like, they play, like, football
like
with
football.
The family during that time.
I definitely have been part of 2 to 3 turkey bowls, for sure.
That's so cool. Like, I want to start that or do something like that.
Yeah.
Like a softball game. Or people do the turkey trots, the 5K.
Oh.
Turkey trots, that, yeah, like day up.
Thanksgiving lands on what day this year?
Thursdays
always
every
on
year.
Thursday.
Thanksgiving on the 24th or 26th?
This year, I don't know. No, not on the 26th.
It's, I think it is the 26th.
No. Yeah.
Oh shit, okay.
I knew it was on. That's David's birthday.
Okay, because I was.
Vic's birthday is the 20th, the day after.
Black Friday.
Nice. Yep.
Okay.
The last Thursday of every November is Thanksgiving.
Okay, because
so
I'm in Eugene the 20th. I'm in Eugene, Portland, 21st, 22nd. I'm back 23rd. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right, nice. All right. So see, I might have to do my Friendsgiving around this, like, these days. My Friendsgiving.
26?
Yeah. Hopefully they could figure, my friends could figure out their issues around that time.
You're home. Oh, you should do it earlier, bro. You should do it
these. I'm on the road. Oh. So they wanted to do the 22nd, but I'm like, I'm on the road. Oh. And they're like, oh, well, fucking call off. It's fucked up. They tell me that because I tell them to call off a lot. And they go like, well, call off then.
And I bet you they've called off for you.
Yeah.
I hate looking at this calendar. To me, I look at November and it's literally my brain doesn't work. Like, you have a kid that's birthday is November. Yeah. I have my husband, my son David, myself, my mom just passed. Thank goodness. Happy 60th birthday, mommy. Love you.
Oh, yeah. You posted her.
Yeah.
Shout out your mom.
And then Jorgito is December 1 and my dad's December 8th.
Like, holy this whole little pocket fuck.
Is so stressful. And even just the holidays, you know how stressful that is?
Like, it adds extra stress.
Now, Brooklyn's birthday is only 5 days after Vic's.
No way!
Yeah,
she's on the 3rd. Too?
Yeah, it's on the 3rd. So that's and her birthday's on a Wednesday, so it's like in between both weekends.
Oh my goodness. So
it's been like, oh.
It's Tetris, fuck. Bro. It's Tetris.
It's a lot.
But I know.
One day you will.
Because honestly, that's how I feel about August. Because it's my nephew's birthday, uh-huh. Two of my cousins' birthdays, and then my brother-in-law, I think it's, and then Danner's birthday. So it'll be like back to back. And in December, I have a gang of homies. Andy, Jakarta, gang of homies, yeah. That's it. That's two.
That's only two.
I got to show up to get drunk. Well, you know, you guys, this is what you guys should do. Some yoga. And you know, fuck. This year, just don't do nothing for them. Here's a fucking cake. Big dog, $100. Live
who?
It up.
For who?
For anybody.
For anybody?
There's so many in my life that it's their birthday.
I know.
Shut up.
And then Jorgito.
He's December.
Kids love making plans. Got no fucking money. Love making all the plans. Why? These motherfuckers know. Like, and then we could do this. And then we could do this. Mm-hmm. And how about we have this? Jorgito wants a 6-7 birthday party. I'm like, you're turning 8. How the fuck are we going to do that, 6, dog?
7, 8.
But how is that the birthday theme, dog? I already had to figure this shit out for Halloween. And then everybody's in the fucking DMs. Es el demonio, all this shit. And I'm like, oh, bro.
Just make them.
Es el demonio. Or it means ho. Or it means fucking 69. Or it's like, bro.
13.
Imagine they had that when we were kids. And you know what suck it means? Suck it's from the devil. Like, I get why people were like, Harry Potter's from the devil, right?
People said that?
Those same people are now saying that about 6-7, right?
Those
people
are,
Le Boobos are from the devil.
Le Boobos are from the devil.
And what is this supposed to make us do? What? What is the devil making us do with the fucking this? Or what? No, what? What is it?
If you do a Le Boobo
playing with
6-7 like this, you fucking get possessed.
That's it.
You get possessed, apparently.
6-7.
That's the fucking.
He won the 6-7 birthday party.
You know,
party?
We were fucking saying Bloody Mary into a mirror when we were kids.
We were.
If we didn't
fine.
Get fucking possessed then,
and we're fine.
Our kids are not gonna get possessed now.
Our parents just broke up. That's all.
Oh, shit. That'll stop me.
6-7.
That'll stop me. Fuck, all this time it wasn't because of infidelity. It was because of Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, I said it 3 times in the bathroom. I'm sorry, Mom.
Stupid. I knew I shouldn't have said that. My dad became a drug addict. Fucking Bloody Mary.
Okay, now that'll stop me.
6-7.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to your dad, Perito? Oh, bro, just one day I'll fucking.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Fucking it's all over. It's all over.
You know this is the clip, right?
And I was just like, it's funny, like, oh Jesus, 6-7.
Yeah.
For little Vic in Brooklyn doing too much, all of a sudden Vic's not in Brooklyn's life anymore.
Because they did 6-7 in the mirror.
It was too many times.
And the Le Boobo was on the in the background.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
The
oh,
devil.
Fuck.
Will always get you.
6-7.
6-7.
Well, I damn, 6-7 birthday party's turning 8. Fucking Jorgito, what a boss.
But, I don't think he understands how hard logistically that is.
It's so
hard. Because you have to get the decorations. The decorations don't just come like this. You got to order them. They probably got to be custom made.
Vic, I'm stressed out. I need you guys to understand. Like, and it's these little things where you don't want to let your kids down. But I'm going to have to let this kid down.
It's about time. 8 years old. That's about time to start letting them down.
I'm going to have to let them down.
That's a good age funny, to let dog. That's what? Comedy.
That's a good age to let them
your
down.
Your first disappointment, big dog.
Yeah.
A los ocho.
I waited too long for Lil Vic. I just started letting them down this year.
How'd you let him down?
It's not going well.
Should have let him down earlier.
Yeah, I should have let him down way earlier.
You know when? Around 6-7.
Fuck. Now your parents aren't gonna steal the
other. No, no, fuck. Not Don Luis and Teresa are gonna break up. He says 6-7.
All right, that was brown bag.
Brown bag.
200.
Wow, 200.
200. I wish it was 6-7.
Stop.
Oh,
bye.
Shit.
See you at we love
y'all. We'll
see
you guys January 17th.
Yes.
And
stay updated. You know before anyone.
Yes. We love you guys.